Welcome to Policy Perspectives from Alabama Counties. I'm Sonny Brasfield, Association of County Commissions of Alabama's Executive Director, and this is our inaugural podcast to focus on discussions of the important policy issues that are confronting Alabama's 67 county governments. And today we'll start with a close look at Senate Bill 157, introduced here in the 2022 regular session of the Alabama Legislature by Will Barfoot, a state senator that represents portions of Elmore, Montgomery, and Crenshaw counties. The legislation is aimed at providing a significant increase in the allowable and legal weight limits that log trucks can utilize as they travel state, municipal, and county roads. And the bill also provides for the establishment of a nonprofit organization that would provide grants for the logging community. And we'll talk about the weight limits in just a minute with Richie Beyer, the Chief Operations Officer of Elmore County. But let me begin by looking at the first portion of Senate Bill 157, which authorizes the creation of a logging support organization that we assume would be created by the Alabama Forestry Association or a group closely aligned with that association. It's a unique approach. It allows taxpayers and corporations to divert their state income tax, which would normally go to the Alabama Education Trust Fund, to support the operation of public schools, colleges, and universities in Alabama. It allows those taxpayers to divert those funds to this logging support operation that would provide technology grants for logging companies, and that would perhaps generate some grants for the improvement of bridges. There are a lot of unanswered questions in the legislation about how this 501c3 corporation would operate. There's no discussion about how the members of the board of directors are created. No reference to whether or not this organization will operate under Alabama's open meetings law or the open records law. The organization will be handling public funds. We don't know if the ethics law will apply to the members of the board and to the expenditures. What we do know is that this diversion of funds into this logging support operation is linked directly to some significant changes in the weight limits that log trucks would use on Alabama's roads and in crossing the thousands of bridges here in our state. And we asked Richie Beyer to join us today to talk about that part of the bill and directly how it will impact the safety of Alabama's motorists and the ability to maintain our roads and bridges in an appropriate and safe manner. Richie is now the Chief Operations Officer at Elmore County. He's been with the county almost 20 years. For a long time, county engineer in Elmore. I was president of the National Association of County Engineers and has had the privilege of appearing before the United States Congress to testify about efficiencies in the operation of county roads. Richie, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Sonny.
Let's look at the last page and a half of this legislation, which deals with some significant waivers of or exemptions from the limits on weights that can be carried by log trucks. If you could for a minute talk about one portion of the bill that deals with the spacing on the axles on the trucks. Not exactly the sexiest idea for us to talk about on this podcast, but as I understand it from an engineering point of view, that's very, very important.
That's correct, Sonny. The bill allows for basically a waiver that these trucks would not have to follow the current axle requirements and conform to those. And that creates a number of issues for individuals that are rating these impacts of these structures. The change in those axle spacings and not only the weight that is allowed on, but the spacing creates additional stress onto the roads and bridges that they're traveling. So in some cases, when you make those changes like are proposed in this bill, you start to see enormous increases in the type of damage that our roads and bridges will see, up to doubling the impact on our roads and bridges.
So I understand that the idea of the spacing that's required in Alabama's law today, it's designed to cause the loads to as much as possible be even. Is that right?
That would be a correct way of stating it. It also would be to where we're trying to have the load dispersed in such a way to minimize the maximum impact that the load could have on, again, the structure of the road, and more importantly, on our bridges.
Well, let's talk about bridges for a moment. In the public hearing, when the legislation was initially introduced, there were discussions about this axle spacing issue increasing significantly the number of bridges that would be posted in our state.
That's correct. George Connor, who is the deputy operations officer for the Alabama Department of Transportation, spoke about a couple things related to their bridges. One was that currently they have 7 posted bridges statewide, which is a number that is far less than what counties and even our city brethren have. He stated that if these changes went into effect as written, that the state would exceed 350 new bridges having to be posted statewide. So if you just take that as a microcosm of what we would be dealing with on the county level, the counties own about 8,000 bridges, and we still have a high number of bridges, even though there's been tremendous work over the last 20 years with different bridge programs to try to improve our bridge system in general. If ALDOT, who is the best funded system in Alabama,
sure,
is going to see that kind of impact, I can only imagine what the overall impact will be on local bridges.
And counties maintain about 8,000 bridges, and the most recent reports, about 25% or so of those are posted. So we're talking about perhaps going from 2,000 bridges to 3,000 or 4,000 or even 5,000 bridges statewide that could be posted if this legislation passes.
That's correct. And, in the role I'm in now with the county, as a county engineer, I was concerned about it, but now when we're talking about economic development and things of that nature, you go into a community and you post all the bridges and then you try to recruit people to come into the state. I mean, that's kind of like the death nail in terms of, that is not what these companies want to see, is that there's any kind of posted sign that the trucks that they're trying to get into their industry or get their product out is going to have to cross.
The bill also, in addition to making changes on the axle weights that are allowable for log trucks, it also makes changes in the total weight that would be allowable, which are some very significant numbers. Today, the maximum weight is in the law, in the book, it's 80,000 pounds, 40 tons for a log truck, but it's effectively more than that, right?
That is correct. They get the trucks get a 10% tolerance, so they're allowed to go to 88,000. And at 44 tons, this bill aimed to go from the 5-axle trucks going up to 46 tons, and then the 6-axle going to 50. And you may not think that that's a significant increase, but let's go back to the discussion about the axle loads and the axle spacing. You go to increasing the amount of weight on each individual axle, and in this bill they actually talk about going well above the 20,000 pound per axle limit and allowing them to go up to 23,400 per axle. You start doing that, and we go back to my discussion about doubling the amount of damage that you see. The Forestry Association in a recent hearing talked about the number of trips that they would save and thus take trucks off the road. Well, they would have to effectively remove half of their trucks to equal out the damage that they're going to create by going to these new weight limits. I think they were going to lose, in the example they had, from 333 to 318 trucks would be the difference. So they're losing, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 15 truckloads. You would have to go well below that to equal what the damage is. So it's very significant. It doesn't seem like that. And when you're talking, it seems more linear for most people. Well, it's just a couple thousand extra pounds, but that is not the impact that we're going to see.
And I think that's important. If you look at it and say, okay, gosh, you're going to raise the weight limit by 10 or 12 or 15%. But from an engineering standpoint, the damage doesn't go up 10 or 15%. It almost doubles.
That's correct.
Well, this legislation, again, Senate Bill 157, is now pending in the Alabama legislature. It has passed committee and could reach the floor at any time. Alabama counties are extremely concerned about the damage that it will do to county roads and the impact on posting literally thousands of bridges throughout Alabama. If you'd like to learn more information about this policy perspective and in the importance of maintaining a safe transportation system, we encourage you to log on to our website at alabamacounties.org or to follow us on Facebook or Instagram. We look forward to joining you again to talk about another important policy issue here in the state of Alabama. Until then, have a great day.